everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are checking out some headlines that happened on this day in history. Now, today it is Sunday. We're still in the weekend. It's July 19th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 7월 19일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, I'll give you a hint here. This one came out in 1978, and it's about umbrellas. Now, I know that might not sound like the most interesting thing here, but trust me, this actually kind of shocked me when I first read it. So we'll read it in Korean first, and then we'll switch it on over into English. So the Korean headline here says, 장마철 짜증 도드는 불량 비닐 우산. Now, you guys probably recognize some words in there because we've covered 장마 for a long time here because, as you guys know, it's the rainy season here in Seoul, in Korea. Rainy season is 장마 or 장마철. That's that term for, you know, that kind of time period where all those monsoons and the endless rain, it's not fun. But we're talking about how this rainy season kind of raises frustration. So the word for to being frustrated or annoyed, things like that is 짜증. 짜증. So 짜증 is frustration, that annoyance there, but they're talking about kind of raising it up. It like kind of pulls it out of you. It brings it up here. And that's 도두다. 도두다. And so that 도두다 here, that 도두는, it's talking about how this is kind of bringing it out, the 장마철. And then it's saying the reason why here is because there are these faulty umbrellas. But remember, this was back in 1978. 1978년에는 나오는 기사인데요. So we're a little different in umbrellas now. But at the time, they were saying there were these defective or faulty umbrellas because we have the word 불량, 불량, and that's that word for like a product that has a defect in it. And so when they're talking about these plastic umbrellas here, it says 비닐 우산. 우산 is the term for umbrella, and 비닐, we obviously know it as the word for vinyl, but I don't want you guys to think of the kind of plasticky vinyl umbrellas that we have these days. No, these here were just the weakest plastic umbrellas that you could even imagine. They were very kind of, what do I want to say here, like very thin. They were made a lot of the times with bamboo, and these were just very wispy, loose, flippy, floppy, sort of just even a slight little wind, I swear, just a sneeze and the thing will flip inside out. So apparently people were getting very annoyed because you'd have to throw it away by the end of the day. And what good is paying for an umbrella that you have to throw away by the end of the day? I mean, it's not even usable for a full day. And so a lot of people were hoping that these umbrellas would be a little bit more durable because they weren't even that pretty. So they hoped, well, if it's not pretty, at least it should be usable. But it wasn't even that. And then even the problem there were that these were so cheap and they were kind of made in these unauthorized factories, and so they couldn't even complain about the defects that were happening. They couldn't even write a letter or, you know, call up or say something like, hey, your umbrella's not that great. Like, couldn't even do that. So it just kind of makes me giggle because I like to tease our 작가님 about her problems with umbrellas, and I'm looking at her now through the window and she's laughing, but I'm not joking, you guys. I had an experience with her where we were coming in the elevator and I'm pretty sure her umbrella just gave up. Like, it just quit. It was like, I'm done. I'm done now. And like, the umbrella just disintegrated. And I've never seen an umbrella do this. And so when I read this article, I was like, oh my goodness, our 작가님 would do so great in 1979. She would be so at home. Like, she's used to having... So it's really funny. Her birthday was the other day and one of our PDs got her an umbrella for her birthday. And I'm just like, this is going to be the running joke here at 한국어 천재. We're going to be buying umbrellas up the yin yang here. That's going to be so many umbrellas. But anyway, I hope she doesn't mind me kind of teasing her about that. It makes me smile every time. But I'm curious if you guys also have some sort of similar story, whether it's umbrellas, whether it be some sort of electronic item, whatever it might be, let me know. I'd love to hear about any of your defective products. 네, 여러분은 불량품을 사본 경험이 있나요? Let me know by sending me a message. But now, let's take a listen to 여자친구 빨간 우산. 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. That's right, everyone. I'm going to take this headline, this big old headline, and I'm going to break it down, make it nice and easy, give you those key words, those key phrases, the key information that you need in order to understand what is going on in Korea these days. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. Now, today's final headline here is about something that I'm sure we all can bond over here. It's about dinner time and dining together, that kind of the time that you spend eating. And so I'm curious to see what your opinions will be on this. 네, 오늘의 기사 내용은 식사 시간에 대한 내용이네요. So this one here, I have some thoughts on it, so let's just first break it down, and then I'll see what you guys have to think on it here. It says, 10분도 너무 긴 한국엔 광속 식사 내 몸은 허덕허덕. So what that's saying here is 10 minutes is too long for Koreans. And then there's kind of this quote-unquote here, this 광속 식사, and that's saying eating a meal within the speed of light, like eating it super fast, wolfing it down. And then it finally says here, my body is struggling. So we've got kind of three parts there that we want to break down to make this nice and easy. Now, this first part here, the 10분도 너무 긴 한국인. The 10분 is talking about the 10 minutes here. So that 도, when you add it on, is kind of saying like, even 10 minutes is too long. And it's saying that because it's so long, because 너무 긴, 너무 길다, 길다, 긴, this is the word for long. And then when we're talking about Korean people, of course, we use the word 한국인. 한국인 is the word for a Korean person. But it's this, this eating the meal with like the speed of light, just wolfing it down. That's the one that I think is quite fun to say. It's the 광속 식사. So you guys know 식사 is the term for like a meal, but 광속 is the term for speed of light. Now, if you can ever drop this into everyday conversation, I will be impressed. Eating with the speed of light here. But then you're talking about your body. 내 몸은. 몸 is the term for body, so 내 몸은. And then it says 허덕허덕. And 허덕허덕 is to struggle, to be like exhausted. It's this one of those onomatopoeias that we have here. And it's usually used for like animals or people when they're kind of trying really hard, really struggling. So make sure you get that pronunciation there. It's not 호, it's 허, 허. 허덕허덕. 허덕허덕. It's kind of a fun word to say there, but it comes out of your throat. But anyway, apparently this article was talking about how Koreans are very famous for eating incredibly fast. And I will agree with this. I have noticed that people here will be able to finish their meals in like 6 bites. It's impressive. Whereas if you go to a place like France, most people tend to eat for a long time, and then they'll have a quick espresso or coffee, and they'll chug that down really fast. Whereas in Korea, it's pretty much the opposite, at least in my experience as well. We generally eat quite quickly, and then we go to a cafe and we chat there. We'll have a cup of coffee, some tea, some dessert, and that's why we've got those 24/7 culture here. You know, you can just stay at a cafe till the wee hours of the night and have a great conversation. So I feel like there's this kind of one, like, complete opposite culture here. But the problem is that according to this article, a doctor from a hospital, we'll call it the S hospital, says that this will actually increase the risk of gastritis and other adult diseases here. So it's really not good for your body to be eating food that fast, because it hinders the chewing process. That's the most important part, because when you chew, that food breaks down, the saliva kind of mixes with it, and those enzymes, those digestive enzymes are created. And so that's kind of what helps you digest your foods. But if you just kind of, you know, eat all of it at once there, that 광속 식사 there, if you do that, unfortunately, there is a 1.9 time higher risk for gastritis for eating it in under 15 minutes there. It's really not good for your body. It's very 허덕허덕. Don't forget that one. That's a fun one there. So what the doctor says here, the most important thing isn't just increasing your eating time, but also chewing. Make sure you chew your food. And I swear this sounds like my mother here. 저도 우리 엄마 아빠도 제가 어렸을 때 어, 엄마도 그랬어요. 뭐 천천히 먹고 잘 씹고 어, 맛을 좀 즐기고 몸 쓰기지 말고 허겁지겁 뭐 이렇게 먹지 말고 I can still hear it to this day. My mom just talking like this, constantly scolding me. You know, don't eat it, don't wolf it down. Enjoy the taste, chew it, eat slowly. Just constantly saying those things. And I feel like there's some truth to it. So I'm curious, how long do you guys eat for your meals? Let me know. 여러분, 식사 시간이 얼마나 되시나요? Let me know. I'd love to hear. Now, everyone, come eat, drink, and chill at Vato's Urban Tacos. 이태원, 잠실, 평택, and coming soon in August to the Coex at Samsung Station. But now, let's take a listen to our next song. It's by Coldplay, and it's called Speed of Sound.